Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So earlier this morning, Romeo shared a huge win in his life. And if you missed that, you can always catch up on our podcast, which we upload segment by segment or the entire show at theburtshow.com. But Mo had a pretty proud and big win also.
I did. And it was shocking and completely out of nowhere. But it made me feel proud for a couple reasons. And one is because of I had to look back on when this speech that she's referring to happened and the place I was in at that time. And so I get a random phone call from a cousin of mine who I don't speak to often at all. The last time I spoke to her was when I knew that she was getting accepted into a university in California. And so, you know, the whole family was proud of her and we celebrated for her and everything was great. So randomly, one day last week, I just got like a lot of phone calls from her back to back to back to back. And I didn't know why, but I couldn't answer the phone at the time. So I didn't think much of it until I started getting like text messages from different members of my family saying, oh, my God, did you hear? Did you hear? And it was like this group thread that just kept going off about how proud everybody was of me. And I am automatically thinking that this has something to do with the speech, the commencement speech that I just did for one of our BBA kids, Landon. So I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it was about that until I started to actually read into it. And I realized it was about something completely different. So apparently what happened is my cousin is taking a class out there. I think her university is Loyola. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
And so she was in a class that teaches the students about the, I guess, just educating all students on the Black experience. And she wanted to take this course because that's something to do with her major.
Good thing it's not Florida. She wouldn't be learning about that.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
She gets suspended.
Yeah, exactly. So in this class, I guess the teacher was giving an experience about like just different like personalities and influencers who have given all different types of takes and speeches and angles on just simply being Black in America. And she's like, I'm sitting there in the class, and it's like a classroom, I guess, of about 50 people. And the teacher is just kind of going through these different slides and these different videos and these different speeches. And then she's like, at some point, I hear a voice and I'm like, I know that voice. The voice sounds really familiar. And then because they're not showing like video, it's just the audio.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, she raises her hand and she's like, who was that? And then the teacher is like, oh, well, it's a guy named Mo Mitch from The Burt Show in Atlanta. And she's like, yeah, thought so. That's my cousin.
Crazy.
She's like, that's my big cousin.
Wow.
So I guess her friends didn't believe her. And then that's why she was calling me. So I felt bad because I didn't answer the phone. But I couldn't answer the phone at that time. But I did end up talking to her. But she was like, she said that the teacher gave an intro to it of how she had heard it a couple years back. Because I don't even remember when this happened. It seemed like it was so long ago now.
I think this might have been right after the George Floyd murder.
So it took me back because when she first said it, she was like, do you remember it? And I was like, vaguely, I do. But after I went back and searched for what exactly it was, life is funny because I remember that probably being the most nervous I had ever been to do anything on a Burt Show. Like
Why is that?
I don't know. I just think that the moment felt so big for me, and I wasn't sure if I was ready for it to try to really like express what that felt like, what that entire time felt like, because that's when the Black Lives Matter movement was front and center. And I remember we would come in here and talk about it like every day. And at some point, I just was putting a lot of pressure on myself of like, I don't even know if I'm doing a good job in this situation. And it was like, I remember feeling almost overwhelmed in the beginning of like I didn't sign up for this almost, you know, and I just wasn't sure if I was ready to tackle it. And I just remember having that moment of like, I'm just going to genuinely speak my truths and, like, genuinely speak from my heart. And it was the most vulnerable I think I'd ever been at that point. So I just, it took me back to that place of just how incredibly nervous I was and how I was always fearful that I didn't necessarily get my point across. And so to hear that all these years later, that there's a professor who was so moved by this that she uses it for her course to teach her students, and I probably would have never known that had I not just had a cousin, happened to have a cousin in the classroom, and it was pretty cool.
That's crazy. And I think if I recall too, you were at the time getting lots of DMs, and you felt like this heavy responsibility to like represent all Black people, which is impossible. Like right. That's an impossible ask. And, you know, people were coming down on you for like not having this angle or not having this angle. And you're like, I'm only one man and this is just my experience. But I do remember it was so poignant and so beautiful just because you were genuine about your own experience. And it was just seeing life through the eyes of Mo. And it was very eye-opening, I think, for a lot of people.
Here's 90 seconds of it.
We're tired. We're tired of worrying. We're tired of losing people. I've been watching Black people get beat my entire life. I was 6 years old when I watched that video of the LAPD beating Rodney King that night. It's damn near 30 years later. I'm still crying for the same exact reason. Nothing has changed. My grandmother is tired. My dad is tired. I'm tired. Our children are tired. This is every generation for too many generations. I'm Black. I should be able to go into a store without being accused of anything. I should be able to jog. I should be able to get detained by police. I should be able to have an lemonade stand. I should be able to defend my girlfriend from an armed intruder. I should be able to play loud music. I should be able to relax in my own home. I should be able to play with a toy gun. I can lawfully carry a weapon. I should be able to get a traffic ticket. I should be able to walk with Skittles. I should be able to party on New Year's Eve. I should be able to go to church. I should be able to sell CDs. I should be able to take out my wallet. I should be able to breathe. Charge every cop for every crime, period. No more charges, convictions. We never ask for more. We only ask to be equal. We're not looters. We didn't learn the violence from us. If you want us to do better, you do better, period. Don't tell us what not to do until you spend that energy figuring out what we can do. Our ancestors crawled so that we can walk, and now we have to walk so our kids can fly. We are not our ancestors. We are not asking anymore. We are demanding now. We are not looters. We are leaders. And we are tired of being treated like anything less. Period.
Dude, that was beautiful.
Man.
I bring back all the feels.
It does. It does. Yeah, it's amazing.
We will post it again. And just the fact that you had that kind of influence on an entire class, which will also have a trickle-down effect to their family and their kids eventually also, is a pretty amazing thing, man. That's tremendous.
I appreciate it. It feels good to be in this moment.
The Burt Show.